Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast from May the 4th. In the year of our Lord, 2016, this is the broadcast, hour one of two, for Liberty Roundtable Live, where we believe the checks and balances put in place by our founding fathers, absolutely brilliant. The blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, our guide, the Constitution for the United States of America. And we believe we need to put God first in our lives, ladies and gentlemen. If we don't, we're in trouble. We had on vice presidential candidate Scott Bradley yesterday. Well, a couple days ago, I guess. 2 days ago. But he said we must get right with God again, and boy, do we agree with that reality. We also talked about white power meets business casual inside the effort to make white nationalism great again. Ross Story had the article. We disagree with this completely. It's manipulated every bit of that headline, politically charged to divide Americans. What's wrong with celebrating all heritages? White heritage, black heritage, Latino heritage, Asian heritage. What's wrong with that, huh? What's wrong with celebrating our differences, our culture, our history, but having respect for one another? Is that possible? Not in the toxic environment that we face with the mainstream press at the helm of divide and conquer tactics. Tragic but true. Topless protesters are running around demanding gender equality at Trump rally. They say, make love, not a wall. Well, the immorality sinks to a new low in America as well. We also talked about a good news piece for a change. The U.S. Army reverses decision to expel Green Beret Special Forces. I guess it's Charles Markland is his name, who confronted an Afghan rapist and tried to protect the young boy. They finally restored his position as a highly decorated service member. That's great news. The American Family Association and the Family Research Council and others putting together a petition in support of this highly decorated Charles Markland. Good for them. Newt Gingrich desperately begs Donald Trump to let him, meaning Newt, be the VP. Pray that doesn't happen, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Savage says Obama will indeed sabotage the economy on his way out. That was hour one of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour two, we had our guest on, Mr. Patrick Simmons, National Right to Work Legal Defense Foundation, righttowork.org. We talked about the Obama administration is going for broke against our right to work. We also talked about, how about Justice Cruz? Yeah. They're eyeing the Texan as maybe a Scalia, Antonin Scalia replacement. Trump said, I don't know if I'd do that. I'd have to think about it. Time will tell. WorldNet Daily with that piece. Mike Lee, how about that eyed as replacement for Scalia? I would like that personally. Police investigate a junior high school student's use of, you heard me, legal currency. I guess the student had $2 bills and, you know, there's a lot of adults around here that don't know $2 bills are, well, I guess you got to debate legal currency. See, paper currency is not constitutional, folks. Paper currency violates the supreme law of the land. Is a $2 bill legal currency? I guess it all depends on how you define legal, huh? ESPN throws Kurt Schilling down the memory hole. That's a tragic tale. I guess he stood up for traditional values and slam. That's what happens when you stand up in America, huh? You know what? Jesus Christ himself was persecuted. When we follow him, are we surprised when we're treated any different? We still maintain following the Prince of Peace, the answer. Support your local gun grabbers. That was a LibertyNewsDaily.com piece. And not, by the way, not suggesting we should support gun grabbers. Just telling you that they're still assaulting your right to keep and bear arms. And they're on the march. All right. We also talked about ransomware cases skyrocket. Yeah, And what is ransomware? Well, they lock files on your computer. They encrypt them. Then they demand you pay before they'll give you the password, the unlock codes, if you will. And what's the best way to fight against it? Two ways. One, never pay them if you get caught in the snare. Because if you pay them, you're just encouraging them to do more and more of it because that's how they make money. If they never made a penny, they wouldn't do it anymore. Number two, make sure that you get off-site backups, separate backups. Don't back up to Carbonite or back up to Dropbox or back up to one of these places and think your files are safe because all you'll do is overwrite the good backup with the bad one if you don't catch it in time. That's why you got to take clone off-site separate backups. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to preserve yourself, that way you could just thumb your nose at the ransomware thugs and say, you know what? I got an off-site backup. I'm not paying you people a penny. Then the answer is to make sure that you use all the antivirus and anti-spyware and those kind of things, anti-malware applications to make sure you're up to date and prepared to never get it in the first place. That's a recap of yesterday's hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, brought to you in part by GiveMeLibertyFund.com. When you want a win-win-win situation for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. News the networks refuse to use today starts now, brought to you by ThePowerMall.com. When you want to do business with the good guys, please think ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Without further ado, Kirk Crosby with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Ted Cruz ends campaign for White House after disastrous loss to Trump in Indiana, Kurt.
Well, you know, it was, I mean, he did get, what was it, around 36% of the vote, which is a pretty good chunk. The only thing is Trump got above 50, I guess. And so, you know,
when somebody gets above 50%, Kurt, do you call that an absolute smackdown landslide, though?
It depends on who's doing the reporting and what your twist is, you know, as far as I can tell. But, you know, 36 to 52 is, you know, pretty good. I mean, it's a win, you know. It's certainly not.
I'm not for Trump, so I'm kind of a third-party reporter, meaning I don't care who of those two wins. I don't like either of them. But to me, that's a pretty big spread, especially when Ted Cruz was kind of suggesting that the comeback was on the rise, that Trump might be on the ropes, that we can pull this thing off, that we can get this done, because it comes on top of already Trump across the country having way more delegates than Ted ever thought of having, and then this on top of it all makes it even worse than those numbers show, Kurt.
Yep.
That's why I think Ted dropped out same night. He's just, all right, I'm out. Now, I got a question for you, though, Kurt.
Uh-huh.
Everybody that I know, you know, and I don't know why people are so much for Trump, except for they claim, you know what, at least he's blown up the establishment as we know it, and, well, we hate the establishment, and we're frustrated and angry, and agree or disagree with Trump on any point doesn't matter. At least he's blown up the standard status quo, and that's good, and therefore I'm in kind of an idea. Those are the Trump guys. We don't even know if he's true blue. We don't know if he's one of us, but we do know he's blown up the system, and we like that. The Cruz guys are going, oh, no, we got to stand on moral Christian grounds. Cruz is a good, honest, moral Christian guy. He's a constitutionalist. He's moral. He's Christian. And they go like that. I don't know if I agree with the Trump guys, and I don't know if I agree with the Cruz guys either. I don't believe any of those things are true about either of the candidates. But what I find fascinating is they're so passionate about their beliefs. The Trump guys won't hear anything bad about Trump, really. They just ignore it all. The Cruz guys won't hear anything bad about Cruz. They just dismiss it all. But I got a question for the Cruz guys now, because they have a dilemma. What are they going to do now?
Yep.
And so my question for the Cruz guys is, if you're saying that, you know what, Cruz is a good, honest, moral guy, Christian, constitutional. I mean, look, the most constitutional guy in the race was Cruz, they claim. I submit it was Rand Paul, who's quite below Ron, but yet more constitutional than the rest. But nevertheless, here's my question for the Cruz guys. Was the talk by Cruz, and now Cruz / Carly, was the talk about conservative values, standing for constitutional principles, all for show, Kurt? Because now that Cruz and Carly take a bow, Will they endorse real constitutional candidates for the Oval Office? Will they break ranks and go third party and say, you know what? We're going to get it done. The best third party candidacy, bar none, is in the Constitution Party. And it is led by Darrell Castle, presidential candidate, and Scott Bradley, vice presidential candidate. Will Ted Cruz and Carly Fiorina really stand for a constitutional candidate? Or will they back Trump? Or will they back another third-party candidacy? What will they do? Was the talk genuine? Was the talk real? Was that standing for constitutional values and conservative values real?
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
So my question rings true, ladies and gentlemen. Was all the talk by Ted Cruz about conservative values, the Constitution, Christian principles, all talk? Or is the party more important than principle? Remember, the Ted Cruz guy's running around going, Sam, it's about principle. Ted's a principled guy. Ted's been solid relating to the Supreme Court and all of his court duties. He's been solid throughout his Senate career. Ted Cruz is for real. He's the principled guy, Sam. That's what the conservatives all tell me. But now that Ted Cruz ends campaign after shellacking in Indiana, was the talk about conservative values, was the standing for constitutional principles all for show? Now that Cruz and Carly are forced to take a bow, Will they endorse real constitutional candidates for the Oval Office, Kurt?
What do you think, Sam? All I think is it'll be about just saying, hey, okay, I'll endorse whoever the Republican Party is putting up, and that's the party program.
Yeah, I think you're right. Now, here's the point, Kurt, and here's why I say this. If we're going to talk about principle, really party shouldn't matter because you would never vote party over principle. Never. Secondarily, here's the inside track from the, quote, Republican insiders right now. Okay? They're part of the Never Trump movement, Kurt. The Never Trump movement is currently singularly focused on stopping the billionaire businessman, no matter the consequence, Kurt, including handing Hillary Clinton the keys to the White House. In other words, they're saying, look, Trump never would almost rather fail so that any ideology that agrees with Trump or agrees that the insiders are bogus, what they'll do is they'll make sure that the outsiders lose. Trump, their guy, supposedly being the consummate outsider, I disagree with that notion, but nevertheless. And so, you know what? When we say the insiders always lose, give us a chance, they'll say, no, we gave you the mammoth chance. You outsiders absolutely blew it. Your constitutional cruise-crazed folks failed, and your whacked-out blow-everything-up Trump plan failed. And now we need the inside Republicans to take the reins again, and all your crazy ideas need to be jettisoned. And Trump loses to Clinton on purpose, and their plan worked. If they don't think that'll happen, they will get a third party launched, because anything but Cruz or anything but Ted, let me start over, anything but Trump is fine. Is that where the Republican Party's going, Kurt? What do you think?
Is that where they're going? I've seen several headlines that say they're announcing the death of the Republican Party. At least in my opinion, if you look at so much of the Republican Party platform that's put that way by hardworking folks that we've seen, they put their blood, sweat, and fortune into it. And then most of the time they get these leaders, and I put that in quotes, who you'd think they'd never even read the thing. So all I'm saying is I've just looked at it and said, hey, this thing is just one big fiasco, and it's been that way forever, the whole Republican.
Yeah, for our whole lifetimes, huh?
Parties, yeah,
Well, that's why the founders warned us to stay away from parties.
That's right,
But what do you think's going to happen, though? What do you think they're going to do now? Are they just going to sit back, Priebus? Well, when you say who.
Rents?
Look, let me explain who. There's this thing called the Republican Party, Kurt.
Yes.
And it's unified.
Oh, yeah.
Unified. It's unified.
Like what?
Listen carefully. It's unified at the core with the money and the control.
Okay, the insiders that
they're unified.
Big money people.
Yeah. That's right.
Okay.
And they hate you and me. They hate Rand and Ron Paul. They hate Ted Cruz. They hate anybody who espouses a conservative value at all. They don't believe in anything we stand for. You talk about God, family, country, life, liberty, and property, traditional family values. They hate all that stuff, Kurt. Now, I know that's contradictory to the platform and to the majority of people in the Republican Party. I get that. But they have wrested control away from the rest of us. And to prove the point, you know what? Somebody must have wanted Trump to win, or he wouldn't be where he is today, media-wise and inside Republican-wise, Kurt.
Yeah.
So they're unified. So when you say, who are they, that's who I'm talking about.
At least part of me says that there's these guys who think they can control everything, but really, like we've said for so long, if the American people really woke up and really were, aware of what the situation is, they could pretty much call a halt to the con game.
I completely agree with that, Kurt.
But as you've said many times, he who owns the media makes the rules, and This man, Donald Trump, is basically a media-made man, and they put him forth in the normal media world over and over and over at their they were certainly complicit, and now they may have created something that they wish they hadn't. You've got people who, at least to me, this whole election for the whole Trump deal comes down to basically the economy, jobs. We've been talking about how the economy is basically a mess. And, that has to do with dishonest money and all these other things that we've talked about forever. And yet the average American can just see that basic thing of, hey, illegal immigrants that are taking their jobs and whatever jobs there were here getting sent because of lousy trade deals somewhere else. And so those two things together basically have propelled Trump to where he is, I believe.
I think there's some truth to everything you say, but I think the insiders wanted it to happen or it wouldn't happen. Here's the question for you. Is there a lot of difference in Trump and Hillary, Kurt?
Well,
now, let me explain what I mean by that.
Yeah.
You can take some polarizing issues. You can say Trump's for building a wall, Hillary's against the wall. Trump says, let's make America great again, and Hillary says America's already great. But really, on the fundamental issues, I submit to you that Trump and Hillary are great friends, Kurt. And I submit to you, policy-wise, they all have New York values, which is let the rich get richer, the poor get poorer. You know what? We feel your pain as long as you leave us alone. But yet, on the fundamental questions of what would really be done, is there really a big difference between the two? Would they really do something completely different? And whether you agree with my point or not, I submit to you that it's really hard to point out the differences between the two. Now, there's a lot of rhetoric, a lot of anger. Trump would run around and say, Hillary has done nothing, should make a horrible president. So their rhetoric's quite different. But in reality, are they really that different in their beliefs and what they would accomplish in the White House, number one? And number two, I think who each of them pick for their presidential candidate, or I'm sorry, their vice presidential running mate will tell you plenty. Who will Donald Trump pick for his running mate? See, if the Republican insiders can get their guy as the running mate, then they'll be fine with it. It's kind of like Reagan rocked and maybe changed their narrative slightly, but all they did was, you know what, hook the Bush wagon to the Reagan wagon, and voila, they were okay with it instantly. Are we going to see a similar scenario?
You know, I was just thinking about it and trying to figure out exactly what they would really do. And at least to me, if you compare the two, Hillary and Trump, the main difference that I see, and this is just my perception.
You gotta do a teaser.
Hillary,
make them wait, Kurt.
Hillary wants to be president of the world. I think Trump would like to have America be a place where he can make big money and be doing good business. Have a lot of people in his hotels and casinos, and if they have a job, that can help.
Quick pause, ladies and gentlemen. Sam and Kurt on your radio.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. At Lexington Green on April 19th, 1775, American colonists not only defied a lawful order to disarm and disperse, they pointed their guns at law enforcement officers and opened fire. Controversial Nevada legislator Michelle Fiore alluded to that aspect of America's historical heritage in discussing the charges against rancher Cliven Bundy and his family and supporters arising from the April 2014 standoff with the BLM at Bunkerville. I would never, ever point my firearm at anyone, including an officer of the law, unless they pointed their firearm at me. But once you point your firearm at me, I'm sorry, then it becomes self-defense, Fiore said during an interview with Las Vegas CBS affiliate KLAS-TV. Whether you're a stranger, a bad guy, or an officer, and you point your gun at me, and you're going to shoot me, and I have to decide whether it's my life or your life, I choose my life. GOP presidential frontrunner Donald Trump may secure the 1,237 committed delegates necessary for a first ballot victory at the July Republican convention in Cleveland. He may fall just short of that figure, but persuade enough uncommitted delegates to make up the difference. Or the nomination struggle might go to multiple rounds of voting in a contested convention. For his most passionate supporters, any outcome that doesn't result in a Trump nomination would be stealing the election. To prevent this from happening, Trump associate Roger Stone is organizing a group called Stop the Steal, which is propagating their message through social media and preparing to gather in Cleveland for demonstrations and other direct action. Paul Nagy, a New Hampshire Republican activist who organized a group called We Will Walk, told CBS News that we are prepared to bring the Republican Party down if they mess with Trump and try to take it away from him by doing the dirty tricks, like the super PACs, that is, political action committees, that Trump has long criticized. Roger Stone's Stop the Steal Coalition is registered as a nonprofit 527 group that can raise unlimited amounts of money from individual and corporate donors. Investigative reporter Seymour Hersh has implicated former Secretary of State and Democratic presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton in an attempt to transfer chemical weapons from Libya into the hands of Syrian rebels. Hersh has previously reported on a 2012 secret agreement between the Obama administration and the governments of Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and Qatar to orchestrate a sarin gas attack in Syria and blame the atrocity on Syrian ruler Bashar al-Assad. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Listener Bob emails in, Kurt. He says this, Ted Cruz is a neo-snake. He needs to resign from the Senate. He lied about his nationality. He is a Canadian. He was brought along by the Kenny Bunkport Bush crime family. And Hitler should be locked up for high crimes and treason. Boy, do I agree with all those things. Maybe 25 to life, he says. Love your show. God, family, country, America first. I agree with all that. And an interesting point was made by a friend of mine yesterday, Kurt. And I don't want to give his name because I don't know if he wants his name said, but I will tell you what he said. He's right. I don't get credit for this insight, but it's nevertheless great insight. He said, Kurt, let's explain it like this. When Trump says America first, when we say America first, the first thing that comes out of the liberals' mouth is, you know what, you guys are isolationists. And my friend said this. I was on a plane just the other day. When I got on the plane, they talked about survival and safety, and they said, look, if anything goes wrong, what you do is you put on your mask first, and then you help those around you. It's hard to help anybody around you unless you can get oxygen and be stable. And we're saying it's the same thing in America. We've got to help America first in order to help anybody else. Incredible logic, Kurt. I agree with it completely. It's a sound argument, and that was your point kind of about Trump, right?
Well, and then the question comes is, how do you help America first? See, what most people take that to mean is that we got to put our money into America. Now, that means they think that the tax dollars that we send, you know, to all these foreign countries, you know, they ought to be better spent here. Now, I would disagree with that in one way, and that is that I think most of the money ought to be kept with the American people, and this little tiny bit of it, you know, only what's outlined in the Constitution should be used by the federal government. The rest of it ought to go back and have the churches and the people do those different things, you know, privatize everything that, you know, has been sucked up and taken over by the big federal governments and the state governments and things like that. Let the people, the people do the things they used to do instead of forcing most people to participate in acts of charity. And some people say, well, we got these illegal immigrants coming across the border, and they're going to our free schools, and they're going to our free hospitals and getting our free, you know, all these different freebies. And they say, those are for Americans. They're not for those guys. And I disagree and say, they shouldn't be for Americans either. You know?
Well, it's a great point.
The American people ought to, be able to keep their money and do what they wish with it. And, very little of it ought to be taken to run the federal government.
When government has a defensive role, Kurt, it's the proper role of limited government. When it goes on the offensive, it becomes predatory by nature. That's kind of the reality. Now, the Never Trump movement is singularly focused on making sure Trump loses. They want to stop the billionaire businessman no matter what, including handing Hillary the keys to the White House is what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. What are the Republican insiders going to do? Are they going to just, back Trump, force Trump to take a running mate of who knows what? I bet you Christie ends up the running mate for Trump, Kurt. He was first to jump on board with Trump.
The reason I say I'd be surprised about that is in this politically correct world we live in, you probably need a woman to be there somehow to hopefully get some more of the women's votes. And if you really picked it right, you could choose a high-powered woman that is a black woman.
Kind of like what Pat Buchanan did back in the day, yeah, Kurt. Isola Foster exactly was his running mate.
Yep.
But Pat Buchanan's a racist, Kurt. I mean, come on.
Well, I know. Yeah,
that's all right. Now, who do you think you'll pick then? If you don't think Christie, who do you think you might pick?
Well, I'm telling you who he should. I'm not telling you who he will.
We're trying to guess who he will.
If I were going to make the choice of what is kind of inside the choosable area, if you will. In other words, these are okay choices. I mean, me, I'd choose somebody like Scott Bradley, that kind of thing.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the likelihood of him really picking someone.
Of what he'd do. See, in my opinion, he could hardly do better than to pick Ben Carson out of the, herd of group or whatever that's there. I don't see a woman that fits in the, quote, agreed women power. You might do Condoleezza Rice. She's a black woman that's had power, been in the Bush administration, that kind of thing. And she seemed to be pretty, quote, conservative. I can't think of anybody else that would fit there, as to trying to get those other kinds of votes, Now, what they usually do is they say they got to have the battleground states, the ones where it's pretty much a toss-up between the Republicans and Democrats, because those are the main ones they focus on. So I just hope he doesn't choose a guy like a Kasich, at least in my opinion. It's just more milk toast. I at least like the semblance of kind of blowing up the old guard, if you will. I'm not telling you it's going to all happen, but it's
worth a try. I understand the point. Now, if he took Kasich, though, he'd eliminate the competition. He'd also force the ability now to be over the 1237 delegates or whatever else. So he may pick a Kasich. He may pick a Christie. I'm not against saying he should pick a black woman to some degree. I don't know who that could be that would really be on the national stage and big enough to make a difference. Ben Carson's a likely possible pick. Chris Christie is a likely possible pick. Obviously, Newt Gingrich wants the selection. But you said there's a headline, Kurt, Trump's victory in Indiana.
Yep. Well, basically what they're talking about is meant the end of Cruz and the Republican Party.
Now, I got a question.
And we talked a little bit about this. What is the Republican Party?
They used to say it was never Ted Cruz's vision, Kurt.
Yeah, well, that's right. And now what you've got, if you look back in history, the same insiders, the same establishment crowd were really ticked off with the whole Ronald Reagan thing. You know, like, who's this guy, this actor? You know, he's not anybody that ought to be here. You know, he hasn't paid his dues. He didn't run for dog catcher and go with mayor and, you know, and go up the ladder. See, that's the standard way that these politicians think, is that you've got to pay your dues in those areas. I mean, you can't just run for president, be president. You know, like, at least in Reagan's case, he was governor of California. But Trump has never even been, you know, a senator, a representative, a governor. You know what I mean?
So they, well, and that's part of the appeal that a lot of people have for him, Kurt, is they're saying, you know what, agree or disagree with Trump, agree with his politics or disagree. The fact is, he's been a rock star in business. He's been a rock star in manipulating the media, as opposed to them manipulating the rest of us, which we've seen for our whole lives. You know what? Let's just see change. And that's the appeal for Trump.
Yeah.
And it's hard to argue with that, Kurt. It's hard to say there's not value to those points.
You're exactly right.
Do you think Trump will really build a wall, Kurt? Who do you think he'll pick for his VP? What, you know?
Well, I do think that, at least, that he's genuine in his telling us that he wants to do that. He understands those, basically those issues, you know, the trade and the illegal immigration.
Here's the question. Does he have authority to build a wall without congressional approval and funding, Kurt?
Well, you know, then you've got to ask the question, does a president have an authority to do any of the executive orders they do? You know, based on everything I understand about the Constitution, the president's not supposed to be a king.
Amen to that. So what my point is that talking about a wall, talking about shutting down illegal immigration, I'm not saying that I disagree with some of the ideas there. But I guess I'm saying I would prefer to put together a plan that would, and I know this is just the racist in me, Kurt, but I'd prefer to put together a plan that would make sure illegals who have criminal intent or criminal histories don't come to America. But I'm interested in finding a way to close that illegal door tight shut. But I'm also for finding a way to allow those who want to come for the right reasons to America and dream the dream with the rest of us. I'm for letting them come under the right circumstances. Would Trump do that? Will he build a wall? Does he have authority to build a wall? See, what's fascinating is a lot of these presidential promises that I see out there, without congressional approval, I don't even know. And now the big question is, are all the Republican seats in the House and Senate in question? The insiders are saying yes. Liberty Roundtable Live.
We fought. We learned. We struggled. We won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Now, the headline says conservatives talking anti-Trump third-party bid, Kurt, but it's really Republicans. Not necessarily conservatives, but they don't want to use Republican, because how could a Republican be third-party, Kurt? That destroys the good old boy network. Remember, they forced Trump to promise, to sign a pledge that he wouldn't consider third-party, Kurt. So now they're trying to use the word conservative to see if they can't launch that idea, but not directly tie it to the Republicans. What do you say to that?
What do I say to, if they're talking about running somebody else running a campaign against them, you mean?
Yeah.
You know, I think that the media has basically barbecued that idea so hard over the years, and including this election cycle. And, you've seen a little bit of it lately where Trump said, hey, if they take out Bernie, I think Bernie ought to run as an independent. But every time you hear about it, at least if you hear somebody suggest that the so-called conservative, say like now Cruz with maybe, I don't know who else would go with him. Well, Cruz and Fiorina, if they ran as independents, then they would be accused of basically handing Hillary the White House. And that's exactly how they would accuse him. And yet, in my opinion, the way America was supposed to be is it wasn't supposed to be controlled by these parties.
Especially these private parties.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Well, and Donald Trump says if y'all think third party now and push for this after you promised me not to, after you've promoted the parties for years, and anybody who's a dissenter is basically the evil Satan, kind of an idea. You pitch that in the media and on the inside of Republicans for so long. If you do that now, you're going to destroy the country, says Trump.
Yeah.
All right.
What do you think?
I think it's true. I don't think it'll destroy the country. But what I do think is that they can't really go that direction, or they do themselves some... It almost creates a credibility crisis on their part. Might they try it? I don't know. I doubt it. I think they'll threaten it, but I doubt they'll do it. But I think they might allow one of their outsiders. Again, they always like to... They know that nobody likes the inside Republicans, Kurt. So what they try to do is they try to have the next outsider. So they might get let's say somebody else and Michael Savage, two outsiders to do it. They might spawn a third party, fund a third party behind the scenes, play games with what's that word they use? The PACs that can't be tracked, what are they called? Bundling? All right. Might use bundling, Kurt, to make sure that you can't see the money. And they might fund a third party, and they might put like Jesse Ventura and Pat Buchanan, or I don't know who they'd pick. I'm just saying somebody with enough stature to garner enough votes to ensure a Hillary win or a Trump win, whoever they want. It's hard to even tell. They might do something like that. Now, Eleanor emails in and says, hey, how about Cynthia McKinney, Kurt? Speaking of women.
My main problem is, right off, I think I've heard of her before, but, in this media-driven world, you know, you've got to have somebody that's almost a household name. Now, if you want some real firebrand and somebody that's, you know, kind of like Trump but a woman, then I'd say you choose somebody like Ann Coulter. Now,
well, and that may be a Trump pick.
She'd get a boatload of media attention, and she knows how to talk, you know, and how to respond on her feet.
Yeah, here's my problem, Kurt. If I was a presidential candidate, I would never pick a female as my vice presidential pick.
Yeah.
It's not that I'm against women.
You'd have to work with them, at least you assume.
Yeah, and I'd have to spend a lot of time with her. I'm not interested in spending a lot of time with any woman but my wife.
Yeah, but the way they typically do it, you know, at least from what I've seen, they pretty much just send them off on the, you know, these places somewhere to do certain things, and they really don't really spend much time working it all together, you know.
Yeah, you're right about that.
You know, I guess Donald Trump could pick his wife, and that would, I mean, that would certainly be a, you know, a new move, you know what I mean?
Is she an American citizen, Kurt?
Well, I mean, you know, there we go back down that rat hole, you know what I mean?
They love that.
At least he could say, hey, I don't want to be spending time with some other woman, and I want to promote, you know, man-woman relationships and good husband-wife stuff, and my wife's a great lady, and, you know, she's a good role model. I don't know what he would say, but bottom line, it would certainly be an interesting pick, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I guess Trump's campaign is a change in, Kurt, on the financial world, huh?
Well, yeah, he apparently now says he'll accept small contributions, but when you read the details of the stories, apparently he's been accepting small contributions for quite some time, but he says he doesn't want anybody to have a big influence over him. I really can't fault him. I would simply say that I know people want to support the stuff they want to support, and they want to buy signs and put up things, and it's all about freedom. And if somebody wants to give him some money, I don't think that's should be something that is not you're not able to do, you know.
Well, it all depends on how you define money. Mark Levin's in the news, Kurt, this well-known talker, huh?
Yes. You know, and that's one of the things to talk about in this whole picture is you've got a bunch of people on the different, at least in the talk media, you've got TV stations and networks that have taken sides as well. Mark Levin says that, while he's calling Fox News the... he's calling them the Trump super PAC. In other words, he says that they, basically promoted Trump, you know, more than they should have, and that's why, you know, one of the reasons why he won.
Now, let me stop you there for a second and say, isn't Megyn Kelly with Fox, Kurt?
Well, yeah, but the point is that, at least to me, the point about Levin is that guy has been promoting, as far as I understand, Cruz the whole way, like Glenn Beck did. And, you know, then you've got, as far as I know, the only main big talker that, maybe two of them. You got Rush and Hannity, who pretty much tried to remain neutral. You had Savage, basically big-time Trump supporter. And then, as far as I understand, Levin and Beck, big-time Cruz supporters. So
I think Levin Fox is not really a Trump super PAC, Kurt. I think Fox has been the insider PAC for a long time.
Yeah.
They promoted Republicans
That's
and Democrats
right.
on the inside forever. When you even find out that Fox funded a bunch of money to Hillary Clinton, for instance.
Yeah.
They're insider all the way, even though they pretend they're not, Kurt.
Yeah, and he's complaining, and he says that he thinks we're going to get beat. He's talking about the Republican Party. We're going to get beat, he says it in a different way, in the general election. You know, he says we're going to really get beat badly. You know, it uses some different words that starts with an A. You know, the bottom line to me is I don't think that's the case. I would be very surprised just like I'm not surprised at these results now because of this whole economy picture, I would be surprised if Hillary can win, you know, 5 to 10 states in the general election.
So Mark Levin goes off in panic mode. So does Glenn Beck, Kurt.
Yeah, you're right. You know, and Glenn was complaining that Drudge, you know, and this is all part of that he who owns the media makes the rules thing that you teach about, Sam. These guys are recognizing that, hey, other media does affect the way people think. Now, they want people to just listen to them and do exactly what they say, but Glenn Beck was really ticked off when Drudge put a big font size of mocking his fast for Ted Cruz in America. And yet I don't know that a big font size really mocks somebody.
In fact, it almost promotes an idea, Kurt. When I put a big font on a brochure, it's not to mock something, it's to promote something. So that's an interesting twist. It also gives an incredible amount of power. Glenn Beck's finally admitting that the mainstream press is finally being forced to admit Drudge is quite powerful. Kurt.
Yeah, and that's what you've got is you've got new players, you know, even Glenn Beck's whole operation is a new, I mean, you're not really hearing much talk about NBC, CBS, ABC, are you?
No, certainly not.
They're basically...
Well, they're going almost, to the back of the bus. Yesteryear Media, yeah, Kurt's out.
That's right.
The lamestream press is, you know, now there's another problem with this headline, about Glenn Beck that I don't like, Kurt.
Yeah.
It's a sign America is done. I disagree with Glenn Beck completely on this. America's not done, folks. Are we having a hard time? Yes. Do we need to return to our God, to our families, to our country? Without a doubt. Do we need to use the checks and balances and the supreme law of the land as our guide to return to make America great again? Absolutely. Do we need to repent so that God will heal our land and protect us? Without a doubt. But I'm not the guy that's going to say America's done. I submit to you that America is the promised land, that America is the land of the free, the home of the brave, and it is in preparation for Jesus Christ himself to return, the Prince of Peace, the only king we will accept. And so I don't believe or accept that America's done, Kurt. I don't, and I won't, and I never will. America is not done, ladies and gentlemen. I agree we got problems, but I'm not preaching doom and gloom for the greatest country on the face of the earth. I'm going to do all I can to make sure she is prepared when the Savior comes. This nation shall endure.